The best part of the week is almost here.
The weekend.
Weekend?
This weekend.
Cheers to the freaking weekend.
This is the Weekend Trend with Sandy Max.
Weekend, weekend, weekend.
The Weekend Trend is presented by Three Pillars Senior Living Communities.
Let's go.
A holiday weekend version of the Weekend Trend with WTMJ's Sandy Max. Morning, Sandy.
Good morning. Throwing stuff around. I'm so excited.
You get a whole extra day to talk about here as we go into Labor Day. And as we've been talking this morning, it looks like the weather improves as we get closer to that holiday Monday.
Yeah, but well, there's indoor and outdoor. There are festivals. Fairs. There's live music to enjoy. As far as festivals...
We're not done with festivals yet?
Oh, God, no. No way.
I jest.
We've got the Third Ward Art Festival, which is exactly what it sounds like, all up and down, outdoors and indoors. You can find art, over 200 juried artists. And while you're there, you can even explore the Milwaukee Public Market, grab a nosh. And then the Marshall Building has an art crawl both days as well. So that does your inside and your outside art enjoyment absolutely free on Saturday and Sunday, and then Labor Fest on Monday at the Henry Meyer Festival Grounds, another absolutely free event to honor working families, live music and food, you know, all the things you come to expect when you go to the Summerfest grounds there. And we also have lots of live music. How about a summertime outdoor concert? Brad Paisley's at the American Family Insurance Amphitheater on Friday night. Mud on the Tires. Are you going to sing along?
I'm not, but I know that's a big act.
Yeah.
There'll be a lot of people.
And like I said, like country music, a summer night, like that is just going to be a great way to spend a Friday there on the lakefront. And the Wallflowers are in town Sunday, Jacob Dylan. And that just kind of takes me right back when I think of One Headlight. And you know, there are some of those songs where you just go, oh, I know exactly where I was
music. That moment.
Sixth Avenue Heartache. And if you remember, did a great version of David Bowie's Heroes for some movie soundtrack. I can't remember what the movie soundtrack was, but so I think it'd be a great show at the Pabst Theater. That is Sunday night, a night you can go out because it won't be technically a school night because you have Monday off. But I'm telling you, what I think really sounds fun is Milwaukee Polka Riot. This is Saturday at Linneman's in River West. I feel like River West comes up almost every single weekend on the trend because they are just such a creative community and super fun. So this is an alternative polka festival. So imagine your accordions blended with hip hop, with Zydeco, which you kind of expect to hear. There's Brazilian accordion music. There's klezmer. It is indoors and outdoors at Linneman's. The Polkaholics, who I used to see all the time in Chicago, they're a very fun polka with electric guitar, and they border on Weird Al, not quite parody, but just that lively, fun energy of embracing polka music. So I would highly recommend spending a little bit of time at Milwaukee Polka Riot. There's even a t-shirt you can get. I think that's a souvenir of the summer, don't you think?
For sure. Right.
And if you're not listening to polka music, you will be hearing the sounds of Harleys. It is the ride home, which is now, you know, they used to have the homecoming. They've kind of been going through their transitions, but this is it. 4 days at the Harley-Davidson Museum, and also at six different participating Harley-Davidson dealerships, like they usually do. So they'll be spread out, but lots of fun. I love that also at the Harley-Davidson Museum, among the 4 days of attractions, yes, you'll see cool custom bikes and motorcycles, the Globe of Death. You know, where the motorcycles go inside the sphere. How do you figure out you can do that, number one? But that's physics. Like, you got to get the G-forces going. So that'll be great. But Friday is something very special. It's First Responders Appreciation Day. So all first responders and firefighters, you get in free to the museum. But there's going to be a very special presentation with the 25th anniversary of September 11th coming up. They're going to present a Harley from New York firefighter Tim Duffy. And you might remember, this was a pretty iconic photo. Tim Duffy, the firefighter, was off duty that day and got on his Harley and went to the towers. Yeah. That was just a way to get there. So it's just this iconic photograph. Well, that Harley Davidson is now going to be part of the Harley Davidson Museum collection.
That's cool.
Yeah. So that'll be a ceremony on Friday evening. And then I like the guy who's going to be performing on the main stage after that. His name is Colt Ford, an American country rap artist, songwriter, and former professional golfer from Georgia.
I felt I recognized that name, to be honest with you.
So that's going to be fun. If you like wheels, Delafield's got their one-day event, the Delafield Lions Classic Street Rod and Turner Car Show. That is Sunday all up and down downtown Delafield. And you get to vote for your favorite vehicles, which is fun. But, man, vintage cars. That's a whole sensual world, but you can just stick your head in a window and inhale and smell that old upholstery.
Right.
Oh, God, I love that. That is great.
And for sure, cigarette smoke.
Sure. Yeah. And it was a different world. And just metal. Like, it's, I enjoy a vintage car show. And if you do too, there's another one also put on by Lions. The Oak Creek Lions Fest is all weekend in Oak Creek. This is right by the American Legion Post. Man, they do it right. If you want a community festival, I won a brick of cheese there once with this paint stick game where you whack the paint sticks and put them on a number.
How was the cheese?
It was delicious. I fed several. You know, it was like this big, bright orange. But
the, so they have 3 to 6 people.
But I love that they've got carnival rides. They've got those lo-fi games. Yeah. You know, it's a pull tab type festival. 3 different stages of live music. Sunday is my pick day. Sunday is the day of the car show, but they also have polka music, they have blues music, and they've got Song Sung Blue Eyes, which is what you think it is. It is a Neil Diamond and Frank Sinatra tribute act. Come on.
Interesting.
Vince is mulling it over. He's thinking, yeah. There's a cash raffle. There's a meat raffle. This is just one of those great community festivals. So that's Oak Creek Lions Fest all the way through Monday. And then we have unique festivals here in Wisconsin. Taste of Madison is happening right there on Capitol Square. It's a free food festival, 3 stages of entertainment. If you've not caught up with the Wienermobile yet this summer, you can see it there on Saturday. And again, absolutely free. But this is a discovery for me. Have either of you heard of the Wisconsin State Cow Chip Throw Festival in Sauk County?
It's exactly what you think it is, too, right?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
I don't think I love that one.
This is quite a pride point. It's in Prairie du Sac, Marion Park. This has been happening for years, since the 90s at least. And you truly see people, they don't have gloves on. They don't have nose plugs on. They rifle through these piles of cow pats and then whip them as far as they can.
Now, you said festival.
Yes.
So when they're done doing that, then what?
Oh,
go
there's
get
a
hamburger.
Tournament of chips parade. there's right, a cow chip breakfast, which I'm a little suspicious of.
The throwing of the cow chip. Yeah, no thank you on that. Right? Cow
but they have live entertainment, Tony Rocker's Elvis tribute show, and they have a different theme every year with it being America's 250. It's red, white, and moo. But I think this is absolutely a fascinating, fun event to see. And the current state record is 248 feet to whip a chain.
Wow. It's all about the weight, though. It needs to be a perfect weight.
And Walworth counties all have their fairs this weekend as well.
And the last weekend of the Renaissance Fair.
Yes. If this weekend's lineup sounds fun, you're going to want to check with our friends at Three Pillars Senior Living Communities, where top-notch events and activities are at the heart of everyday life on their beautiful Lake Country campus. Visit threepillars.org today.
And don't forget, text the word TREND to the Siding Unlimited WDTMJ talking text line. TREND. Sandy has it all nice and detailed. 855-616-1620. We'll send you the link.
Have a great holiday weekend.
Thank you, Sandy.